and the food itself is leftovers.
And when someone puts food in his mouth, he begins to
chew.
Any sort of dish, you know, made with cornmeal, water, salt, all that boiled mixed together, you're having a bowl full of.
I've heard of mush. I've never had it, as far as I know. Don't really know what it is.
Okay. And things like peas, beets, carrots, that sort of thing, they're all
vegetables.
Does it make any difference what you call it, depending on whether you raise them yourself or bought them at the store?
No difference to me. They're probably better quality if you raise them yourself.
And what about the place where you might raise them at home? You call that a
garden.
And you've already mentioned grits. What about whole grains? You call that?
It's hominy.
And starchy food that you might have instead of potatoes, you might have
rice.
And up in the hills, you hear about the stuff being made in stills. What do you call that?
Moonshine. You'd hear of bootleg during Prohibition. But I don't think I know any other terms for it.
White lightning?
I don't know whether I've heard white lightning in non-lags context or not.
You ever heard of Splode?
I've never heard of Splode. I may have heard of white lightning. I'll take that back. I probably have. Of course, that sounds familiar.
Okay. And if you walk into the kitchen and something's cooking and it's really good, you say, just
smell that.
And this stuff that people might pour over their pancakes, sweet stuff, you call that?
Syrup.
Anything like syrup, except maybe a little bit different, that you call by another name?
Yes, molasses is thicker. That was a very artificial kind of answer, although that is what I would say, because I don't really think of molasses as being the same as syrup, because I find molasses very unpleasant in flavor. But that's just a personal preference.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other names for those two? Syrup and molasses?
No.
Not long sweetening or short sweetening?
No.
Okay. Talking about something, maybe a cowhide belt, I'd say. Now, this isn't imitation cowhide, this is
genuine.
Or talking about sugar sold, but before it was packaged right out of the barrel, you say it sold it.
In bulk?
Anything else you might use? Sugar's being sold.
Actually, I don't think I'd use it at all. I was just pronouncing bulk
right.
For you.
You wouldn't say loose, though.
I don't think I would.
Okay. And,
I might say sugar is sold loose. But I'm so seldom to see sugar being sold that way, I don't know.
Okay. And what about this sweet stuff that's made from different fruits? I spread it over hot toast.
Jelly.
And condiments that everybody has in shakers for
salt and pepper.
And if I offered you a bowl of fruit with apples and oranges, you might say, well, I don't think I care for an orange, but
give me an apple.
If you were pointing out some boys who'd been up to something, maybe busted out a number for them, you'd say, well, now it's not these boys, it's
those boys.
Or if you were pointing out something to someone who's trying to find something, you might say, well, it's not right here nearby, it's
over there.
Or if you were telling somebody how to do something, you might say, well, now, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
What would you say that the opposite of, if a man's not rich, he's
poor.
Extreme.
He's poor.
Okay. Get some relatives here. If a man has a lot of money, he doesn't have much to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
On a man that's poor, on a man who is poor, I'm not sure which I would say.